Sorry, Jim. Liked it. For those who didn't, who didn't hear when I was reading, I'd like to talk today about a large topic, the topic of Mashiach, the nature, briefly, the nature of the Himmelus of Mashiach, and the obligation to believe in Mashiach and what it entails. You know, there's a old legend about the Maggid who comes to a community, well, something like this. And he gives all schmooze about how we have to down for Mashiach, hope for Mashiach. And the Baal Bas, a simple Jew, comes back and tells his wife about it. And she asks him, what's going to happen? What's the Mashiach? What are we looking for? He says, oh, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to settle there. She says, why would I want to do that? I'm happy here in my little farm or my the little business I have here. Eretz Yisrael, what's there? It's far away place. Why do we want to move? He says, good question. Goes back and asks the Maggid, what about Mashiach? He says, no, it's not just a good Eretz Yisrael. All the anti-Semites, all the guys who are giving us stars, will leave us alone and we'll be free, we'll be safe, we'll be secure. Then he goes back and tells his wife, and she says, thinks that for a while. He says, I have an idea. Why don't we send the guardian characters now? And we'll stay here, we'll be safe and secure. Obviously, the point being that the soul of Mashiach, the significance of Mashiach, and the importance of belief in Mashiach is not primarily or simply, or even really about or directly about the fact that things will be easier for us, things will be more safe, more secure, more prosperous. As we'll see, that's ancillary, but it's not what Mashiach is all about. They missed the boat, if that's what you focus on. And then I don't know if anyone here, you know, is a reader of Mishpacha magazine, but Rav Aaron Lopiansky, a number of times in recent months, wrote some essays about this. The first one and a follow-up. Maybe I'll quote a very, I think, good muscle he mentions maybe later. But that was the point. People at the beginning of COVID were talking about, we need Mashiach, we need Mashiach, unless it's Mashiach, says the reaction to a tzara is not, we need Mashiach. That's what tzara is, Ram says in the Tanya, we need teshuva. Mashiach is not about rescuing us. Mashiach is about something far deeper. First, the first part of the shiur, I'd just like to talk a little bit about the basic question of what will happen in Mos Mashiach, which, as the Raman says, Mos Malachim, all the hands I deal with the Raman. There'll be some other Makaris, but the Raman is, like many areas, the Raman is the Rosh HaMedabrim, both because he created the Yogin Malikrim primarily, or he formulated the Yogin Malikrim, and also because he has a whole section about the Halachos of Mashiach. And he has a comment there, basically, that we don't really know what's going to happen with Mashiach in detail. But just to briefly talk about the very fundamental question, which is the Rambam adopts the opinion of Shmuel. Rambam says it's in at least two places in the Yad, and he says also in the Perashat Mishnayos. He's very adamant about it. He ends over in the first page, which is the page one, which is from the Rambam's Hakdamah LeChelek, where before he gets to the Yogi Malik, he just talks about Tzchar and Onesh, talks about Mos Mashiach. So, the first talk of Mashiach is not. Well, I guess we'll start from the beginning and go back to the little note, the little line on the side. Avinos Mashiach, whose man shebol tachter malchus liyisrael. Most Mashiach is the time when the malchus will return to the Jewish people. The after will Eretz Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael. The osa melech only malchus machus tzion. The melech will his capital in Yerushalayim. The yisgad el shmo viyagi el ketz esevel yoyser v'gadol malcha shlomo. His renown will be so great and will spread throughout the world to a greater degree than that of Shlomo Melech. V'yichzulam and Brish Shalom, the peace of all the nations. The Abdu Kol Aratzos the gold of Tzirko and all the nations will be subservient to him because they will appreciate, not because of his strength, because of his righteousness. They'll appreciate his special nature. When it flows, his God will yado. Wonderful things will be revealed to him. V'chol Mishyam of the love, anyone tries to fight him or tries to resist him, Hashem will cut him down and give him over to him. The hope is that Mikra Midam Al-Oshro Ashrenubo. The law Yishtan Ibn Tziyas Shum Dabar Fishwat. No natural thing will change. Zula Fishi Amachos Israel. It just means the Jews will have dominion. This is the statement that Gemara attributes to Shmuel appears in multiple places in Ches. Which Rambam interprets to mean nothing supernatural. This is not Olam Haba. Olam Haba, according to Rambam, is Bechlal, not about Guf at all. This is, as Rambam describes, it will be Jewish dominion. Rambam says more about it, things will be more comfortable, things will be easier. That's what Mashiach is. Rambam emphasized that point multiple times. He talks about it in Parak Yud Beis, Melachos Malachim, probably the third page of Malachim I gave you, where he says, he makes the whole speech about it. Parak Yud Beis, Melach Aleph. Again, it's two sides, so and I apologize for those who don't have the sheets. I can help up the screen now and help anybody. Will I help anybody? Al Yala Alev Shibyonsa Mashiach, Yivatel Tom Mashiach. You shouldn't even think that there's going to be changes in the nature of the world. Oh, Yashem Chidish Maisa Bracious. El Olam Ben Ovi Holech. And then the Rambam goes on to say, I, old Sukkim and Navi, to talk about these miraculous things that will happen. That the Rambam, the Olam Shalom. Anything you find like that is a mashal. For instance, the Nevuah Yeshaya regards even Kemes. The lamb will lie with the wolf. That just means that the Jews will be at peace with the Rishayim. And anyway, it says at the end, Allah, Chay kol kiyot tebeil v'advar ha-maktu b'din ha-mashiach m'shalamim. V'mof ma'ach mashiach, yiv ad ha-lacho, ez ad ha-lacho, ma'ach 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 ma'ach. When Mashiach comes, we'll know exactly what the Rambam is. We'll be able to really learn Tanakh. We'll be able to go back to all the Pesukim and see, oh, this means this, this means that. You don't really know what it means exactly. But you should know it's all m'shalamim. Amru chachamim, ein b'in olam ha-zemot v'mashiach shir ma'ach 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 ma'ach. And Hilchos Tshuva, he says it again. And Hilchos Tshuva in Parak Tes, Halacha Beis, which again, we'll see more carefully. The end of the Halacha, he says, Al Yemosa Mashiach, he's contrasting the Olam Haba. He says, the real schar is not Mosa Mashiach. What personal Mashiach, according to the Rambam, we'll see, but the real schar is Olam Haba. Yosef Mashiach is a bonus. Tovas harkul v'tova achonash ein lahevsek v'yirun chayol mabo. Avin Yosef Mashiach, who all mazeh, v'olam k'min hod v'holech. Elo shamachul tachtu Yisrael. V'arma chacham rishonim ein bin olam v'zol Yosef Mashiach el shimach v'tova. So this Rambam feels very strongly about this, clearly. We should know that in a number of times, when the Gemara mentions it, the Gemara presents it as a machlok. The Gemara says, this Amor is against Shmuel, this Amor is against Shmuel. And the Raiv, now we're showing him agree with about this, L'chairo. The Raiv, for instance, in Perak Yubayz of Malachim, the Raiv says, Lo k'siva tarvish bati chayar min min ha'aretz. Now again, I don't know why the Ram wouldn't interpret that as a mashal either. But maybe in Chumash has a hard time with people, right? I think it's hard to explain. One thing saying Yishai is talking about Mashal. Doesn't to say that the Chash Baruch in the Tokha is saying a Mashal. In the Baruch is the Kol saying a Mashal. Maybe that's why the Ravid has a hard time with it. But he says, Yishbati Chayal Menart. It comes up again in Perak Yad Aleph, Hilchot Malachim. That's the Mishnah, at least thinks so. In Perak Yad Aleph, Hilchot Gimel, all the sheets here. The Rambam talks not only about Mashiach, the Mosa Mashiach, but he talks about the Melech HaMashiach. He says, "Al yala da'it chasham melech haMashiach tarach as ozel to mosim u'machadesh from ba'ol machayim esim yotzi dar elu shatipshim omrim." Very strong. He says, "Don't think that the melech haMashiach has to do with miracles and wonders, miracles, amazing wonders. Right? Doesn't have to do them. Tipshim think that he's not going to be machayim esim. This line got around in trouble. And this will prompt some of his contemporaries to think to learn about this and the absence of a discussion of Pesach Mason in Mishnah Torah, except for a mention you have to believe in it. And when Ram talks of Olam Haba being solely for the Neshama, that some of the Rishonim, there's time to think the Ram denied Pesach Mason the book, which forced the Ram to say that's not what I meant. Ask for Shalom, he has the Holy Spirit of Pesach Mason because all he means here is that the Melech HaMashiach isn't going to be a Chai Mason. Of course, not going to be a Chai Mason whenever he sees fit, but there's not going to be a He's not going to be do miracles necessarily, at least. In Adam Cain, fine. And he goes on. And the Raman says, what do you mean? Balo ben Koziva, we know as Bar Kokhba usually, Haya Omer Ana Kamalka, Meshicha, the Shocha Hamlebotka, Imarach Medani Lo, Vakim and Go Amit Haki Kadli. The Ben Koziva, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya of Hari Chobi Ras Hashem, Chazal said, ah, if he's really a Mashiach, he should be able to judge us with a smell. Guess he didn't wear a mask. So, Hari Chobi Ras Hashem, so they test him, he couldn't do it, they killed him. Question, whether they killed him, or the enemies killed him. But the Kesem Mishnah, they're right, the Rambam's Lushitaso. The Rambam thinks it's a Machlokes, the Rambam adopts the position that Ein B'Mosa Mashiach Shir Malchus Levad, and therefore, says the Kesem Mishnah, just like the Rambam thinks, that there's no supernatural events with Mosa Mashiach, there's also no supernatural nature to the Malach HaMashiach. That's why the Rambam reinterprets that Gemara, thinks it's a Machlokes, he doesn't accept that. My Rechadal, in English, that's the Kesem Mishnah points that out. Now, the Rambam may disagree, the Ramban also may disagree, at least. I want to spend a few minutes wrapping up this inyan. Ramban and Parash Nitzavim on the pasuk of Parash of Tshuva, Umal Hashem Elokech Aslavavch Aslav Zarech, right, well known pasuk. So the Ramban says, they know Pshat this pasuk is, the Ramban says this is a reference to Yimot HaMashiach. And he writes that until Yimot HaMashiach, the people of Bechira, last year, some of Sadak or Russia, the whole of Nataraki, they shall be schus to Russia, the Tov, the Omish, the Tov, Avli Mosa Mashiach, Tia Bechira, the Tov, and Teva, with his Avim, a Leva Mashi, and a rival, the Apple, the Tov. People who naturally do Tov, the fundamental change in the nature of man, says the Ramban, he calls it Bitul Yitzahara. There's also Gemara in Sukkah, which Gemara talks about Kashmir Shech and Yitzhara. And he compares it to Adam Rishon Kayim Machay. And he says, that's found the Gemara, Mesaches Shabbos, the Kufna Alf and Beis, based on the Pasuk Id Kohelet. Pasuk says, V'giya Shanim Asher Tama Eilim Ben Chayfim, Eilim Mosa Mashiach. She'eilim Ben Loschus Lochayva. There's going to be a time when they will come, Eilim Ben Lochayfet, meaning there's not going to be a Schus Lochayva, which Ramban interprets, Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara, by the way. Ramban interprets to mean, "Ki bimei Mashiach lo yeh ba'adam chifet, aval yase b'tivu ma'ise haroi." The people won't have bechira, and there won't be a schus lechayva because there's no bechira. Ulficha im alschus lechov, ki aschus lechov etzulim bechifet. That Gemara, by the way, on that Gemara, the Gemara after quoting that drasha, the Gemara says it's against Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, that anybody in people won't change fundamentally. There won't be an adra. The Ram will see the Ram learns that the whole point of Mashiach is so people can be easier to have a good Bechir and get Schar. There will be Schus Lechavet. We'll see that bring down the Ram. And Ban says no, which means Ramban is at least adopting that Maimar Chazal, which the Gemara seems to contrast with Shmuel. Yeah, sorry.
So, does that be like according to the Ramban, any that is 17 year Noah must find the Lamech when Moshe Mashiach.
That's not what he says. He said that's what he according to the Gemara and Shabbos says that. The Ramchal does too, of course, the same thing. The Ramban, they quote that same Gemara and basically the same point. I can maybe quote it. But he says, that yeah, that there will be ein liban b'chayvet means lo yiban yase ein liban l'schus l'chove. That's Lashon HaGemara. He thinks l'schus l'chove means there's nothing. There won't be a schus because there's no he has schus l'chove tefillin b'chayvet. So there won't be b'chayvet basically. I'm gonna get this right now. I didn't ask me. Adam Rishon called machayt. What's chose? Adam Rishon had an opportunity for a schus. So if you compare with Adam Rishon called machayt, So then, so not identical. So what do you mean?
It won't be schuz l'chol. Our Mishnah Kodesh had the opportunity for a schuz.
So, good question. That's where it talks about this a little bit. I don't think he remember specifically quotes from Ramban. Maybe he doesn't remember, but he talks about this question. Hence, it could be that the Mahalach is the bigger topic, but Agamurcha that Adamish Nikon Machayim also, as Machayim Vlash and Ice Nefesh Nechayim, Ramban himself says something like this in Bereshit, that Adamish Nikon Machayim didn't have an eternal Yitzhar. He wasn't part of it. Somehow the Nefesh Nechayim writes that the Nachash, which represents the Yitzhar, which the power of the Yitzhar was external, and how the Nachash got Adamish, what the nature of that kind of Chayim was, is not so simple. That's the right. And the result is the stone god, though, but they try to explain a little bit what it's about. Rishon talks a little bit about, but whatever it is, exactly, it's not the topic right now. It was some sort of a specific, it was created by some sort of a specific external stimulus called the Nachash. So, but very possible that absent that Koach HaNachash, our mission never would have been called. Maybe the Nachash never showed up, our mission happened when wouldn't have made a chayim. The Nachash somehow, the Koach HaNachash somehow was Rosh Baruch Hu. That's impossible for him to be called. It is possible. But without this koach of the nachash, without the nachash seducing him, it wouldn't have happened. So it could be that lasa lavo, Shem won't bring the nachash. Then naturally, the teva, it won't happen. Yeah. So the Gemara says the machlokas. The Gemara on that's the thing. The Gemara in Shabbos, this is one of the places where the Gemara says this maamar chazal is the loy tishmur. That's what I'm saying. The fact that Ramban presented this way at least implies that he's, at least if he thinks Pshuto Shel Mikra is, in this pasuk, in this parashah of the pasuk, he's working with the Bnei Chazal that seems to be against Shmuel. So this is a debate in the Rishonim, to what extent the Yom Tov Mashiach will involve fundamental change, or just be as Ramban says, almost in Hogel Noeg, but just there'll be a time of grandeur and ease and Malchus Yisrael, which we'll talk about in a minute. Just to say a little more about this, and these little bigger topics, the Gra, it sounds a little bit like they're saying in the Rambam. El Chai can't be in the Rambam. But it's quoted from the Gra in two places. This is Imre Noam, they're quoted from Brachos, but it's quoted. They say it's for other places also, apparently it's in the Gra and Kuni Zohar. You can see it, but the Gra says, there's a little bit of a problem in the Rambam. And that's as follows about this issue, because the Rambam, one of the sheets I gave was in Hilchos Tshuva Parakhet, the other thing in Hilchos Tshuva. There is a Gemara. There's one Bracha Salam, that also in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ayin L'Rosa Elokim Zosecha, the Gemara is machlokas, but one thing the Gemara there is that all the nevuas that talk about the wondrous things that will happen in the future are all about Moshe Mashiach. But Olam Haba, there's no nevuah. You know there's no nevuah Olam Haba? Because a Navi can only describe something that at least can be grasped within our senses. So you can describe a miracle as long as it, like, within the constructs of things we can understand. You can describe Kriyas Yam Suf, you can say the Yam split. That's a miracle. It breaks the laws of physics, but we can imagine that. We can see that. But Olam Haba is so beyond anything that we can, any of our senses can relate to, that you can't even have a Nevuah describing it, because there'd be no words for it. So the Gemara says that all the people are talking about Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not describing a Navi at all. It's not even allude to a Navi because it's allude to that it exists. But Yom Shekul Arach. But short of that, you know, in terms of, it's not described at all. So the Machlokes is in the Gemara there. And the Gemara says that opinion is against Shmuel. Because then what you're saying is that all the Pesukim and Navi are, which describe all these wondrous things, all about Nas Mashiach, not about Olam Haba. Oh, so you'd say the Rambam shouldn't pass in that way, right? Wrong. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Parak Chas Alachadayim, we're talking about Olam Haba. So the Rambam says towards the end, second half, the last chunk of Parakas Allah Chazayin. Below Dimu and Nevi'im, the Nevi'im never talk about it, and they quote the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ayin lo asal kim zecha yasem, hachal kolomar, hatova shalo ra'as asam ein navi, ra'as el kim, the only one Hashem can perceive it, asal asal kim adam shachal. Hashem made it for people who wait for it. Amru chamim, kolavim kul on the snaba al nosa mashkiach, all by Ayin lo ra'as el kim zecha. He quotes the statement of Chazal, the Nevi'im will always talk nosa mashkiach. So this is L'chayra, because the Rambam, the Gemara says that's against Shmuel, and the Rambam says like Shmuel. Right, the Rambam says all, so in terms of the Rambam himself, L'chayra, how he reconciles, how he mashes the Lashon Gemara, I don't know. But in terms of the Etzem Amarim, the Rambam will probably tell you, like he said, I think, like he says in L'chus Malachim, that they're Mashalim, that all the things are supernatural are Mashalim. And some things are not Mashalim, and some things are. But why the Gemara tells the theory is a good question. I have to figure that out in the Rambam. The Gra says like this. The Gra says, on that Gemara Brachas, on Dalam Beis, Haramam Kotsav Kitravayu, Ulchor Tamua, Lachamishna, is Ayin Lachamishna. But Amar Rabbeinu, this is according to the Gra, Sheba Emes Loi Pligi. There's no Machlekes. Look at the word in Parak Aleph. In Parak Aleph, he basically says, at the end of Parak Aleph, going to the context right now, he basically says there's two stages. There's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. He says Mashiach ben Yosef is what he calls Olam Kuvin Hel Banale. Just, it'll be very good for the Jews. And Mashiach ben David already will be, that's where Shmuel's main reply. And Mashiach ben David will be the supernatural thing. That's another one. In the Rambam never mentions Mashiach ben Yosef. The Rambam specifically talks about Mashiach being from Beis David, and he emphasizes over and over again this idea that in Noson is Noson Mashiach al Shem Abdullah. I don't think the Goyim mentioned the Rambam. I suppose I'm going to say the Goyim said in the Rambam. I don't know. It's hard to believe it's true in the Rambam, but that's the Goyim's own interpretation of this different statement. That again, it could be both true. It could be there's a stage of Mashiach that only Shem Abdullah, but there's a later stage. The Rambam now, in a sefer called Yeshua's Mashicho, which is a sefer which involves basically part of a disputation with Christians about Mashiach, which is a hot topic for Christians. He's so close to the Rambam also. His Mahalach, I think, also doesn't, I don't know if he's saying it, I don't think he's saying it in the Rambam, I think, but doesn't fully work in the Rambam. Part of it doesn't work. But he makes two points. Number one, he says, when we say in bein olam zeh mitzvah Mashiach, it could very well be olam zeh doesn't mean today. Olam zeh means the history of olam zeh. Meaning, most of Mashiach will be like the best days. It'll be like Yitzchak Mitzrayim. He made Yitzchak Mitzrayim in the flow. But it will be Nisim. It'll be like Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Nisim, it could be. It won't be something we haven't seen before. It won't be qualitatively something that we haven't seen before. But it'll be like the Masters of Shlomo, it'll be like Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That could still be included in aiming all of the most of the Mashiach. Number one. And number two, he says that all the psukim that say, think that describe things that are entirely supernatural, then he says he calls it the Zman HaTchias HaMesim. The Zman HaTchias HaMesim is after that. It happens to be the Rambam Shita is like that. Rambam Shita is the Zman HaTchias HaMesim is during Mashiach, basically, there's not Mashiach, not Chias Mason, is also not supernatural time. So the Rambam is not going to lie that way. That's why I'm not going to talk about everything as a Mashiach. Okay. And I will add one more thing around about this topic, this aspect of it. And that is, I'm not sure the Rambam is so emphatic about this. Like, he's really emphatic about it. Ah, Yalla Das. You know, and then don't think that the Mashiach will do a flow with a Tipshin, like, I don't know, but there is something interesting, peculiar, in the Lashon Rambam, Perakid Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and that is, after he talks about how the Melech HaMashiach won't be doing any Nisim in the flow, he throws in something that's seemingly non sequitur. The Ikra Advarim Kochohim. It's on Yud Gimel, it gets a continuation of the halacha going on to the next page. Halacha Gimel, Ikar Dvarim Kachahim. To that. The Torah never changes. You can add, you can subtract. This is about Baal Kesef. The Torah never changes. Okay, that's very nice. Who's talking about the Torah changing? So it sounds a little bit like the random things that they go together. That it's what it sounds like. I'm not sure exactly the Gedarim here, but that if the world would change, if some of the nature would change, then perforce the halacha would have to change. Because there's a certain reality of the way the world works, and the world works differently, then maybe halacha would have to be different. And that can't be. Because that's what you said in the moon, it turns it, please. I'll tell you about Tigra. So it must be that as long as there's Shmir Satara, the natural world, natural order has to be worked the way it's always been working. Otherwise, that would impact the way the Torah works. And then obviously, like, this is the Lo Yitachein. The Ram says it can't. Then it must be also that the natural universe wouldn't change. You know, I don't know if the gravity would go up instead of down. So then you wouldn't have to build Makar and roof, I guess. Of course, well, I mean, that's my bad example because. But I'm not sure. But the Ram does seem to put this together with the Torah isn't changing. Then the world isn't changing. He's putting together with the Torah not changing. The Ram definitely sounds like he's doing that. So if whatever reason the Ram thought they were totally, if the Ram thinks they're totally, I understand why he's adamant about it. He's definitely adamant about the second part. Again, the Rambam, it's not the first time that the Rambam would, and he knows full well, there seems to be Machlokas and Chazal about it. It's not the first time the Rambam will take one approach in Chazal in Agada and adopt it as the Iker approach and reject everything else. He does it with Tanya Mitzvahs, according to his understanding. But anyway, that's the Rambam's position. Yeah. Meaning if you take that, right, the Ram will certainly not reject the Chiyum of Moshiach, that's true. Right, and so I mean, that specific example of it. Yeah, it could be. Right, he's not talking about that, but that specific example certainly would, I think the Ram would have rejected. Yeah, it sounds like saying something broader than that, but I hear him. Okay. Now I want to talk a little bit about, just an introduction, what the Muslim Mashiach is like. So what is the focus of Muslim Mashiach? It's certainly according to the Rambam. I want to talk about the focus of Muslim Mashiach and the significance of believing it. The second half of this year. It's interesting, with the anecdote, the legend we started with, that the Rambam seems to tell you what he thinks the crux in Moshe Mashiach is, consistently. He talks about a number of things that will happen in Moshe Mashiach, but if you have to sum it up in one phrase, it's probably what he says in Parak Tes L'Chosuva, the part we quoted something before, Parak Tes Halach Beis, the Rambam says, That's Lashon Chazal, according to him. Shibur Malchus means Hamalchus Tachzor L'Yisrael. Or at least, if it doesn't mean that, it's upshot of it. I don't know if he thinks that's what the words mean, or he thinks that that's the impact of it. Shibur might mean being free from Shibur, but definitely the main thrust of Lashon Mashiach is Hamalchus Tachzor L'Yisrael. And again, if you read the Rambam, page 1 in the Parashat Mishnayos, the first thing he says, "Emos haMashiach uzman shavu tachzor malchus Yisrael." The actual Eretz Yisrael, but that is not a separate thing. I think that's part of the malchus Yisrael. Where? Not in Uganda. Eretz Yisrael. The also on Melech haOmer Melech haHuzotzina. He talks about the Melech and his malchus. And later on, he talks about, oh yeah, Parnassah will be easy. And we won't have Tzaras Hashem Malchus. That's a consequence of Moshe Mashiach. Moshe Mashiach is defined as Malchus Yisrael. Again, Perkin al the Malachim, Hamelach HaMashiach, Osir Lamo Hachshem, Malchus Beizavu Yoshna, Hamashal HaRishayna, Ubon HaMikdash and Kaiva Tidcha Yisrael. There's Malchus, and the Malchus consists, includes Mikdash, everyone else, Yisrael, it's all part of the, this big brother called Malchus Yisrael. The Ram has it with Malachim. Right, the Ram doesn't only discuss them. In fact, he doesn't primarily discuss Mashiach and Malchus Tshuva, where he talks about Kaiva Onesh, and, you know, and talks about Elom Haba. He mentions it there. That's sort of like in contrast to Olam HaBa. That's really in the context of Olam HaBa. Where is he talking about Mashiach? Of Malachim. Because what's Mashiach about? It's a prat in Malchut. The detail in the Din of Malchut itself, and the detail specifically the Din of Malchut based David. You look at the Rambam in the second page. Rambam in the second page of Perash Mishnayim, where he talks about where he's going to the, what we know as the Yugim Likman. He said, "I say the shnei masorim, Moshe Mashiach. V'hu lahanu l'ames sheyavo, but the believed, and to hold his truth that he will come. V'ein lo mashin asacher mizmeach hakekel. Don't worry if he delays; you have to wait for him. V'ein lo kol los man, we shouldn't set a time. Lahanu medul av." And then he goes on to say, towards the end of it, skipping a little bit. The Shlomo part doesn't say in the Torah, I don't think. Part of this Yisrael is that Malchus is from Zera David. I mean, Tanakh is full of that. Right? They always talk, every time, often when Tanakh, when the Nevi'im talk about Mashiach, they talk about David, Zera David. You have to have Torah from Achon Shal Pesach. You have to quote them together. Yisha Neitzim Yisha Shav Yifeh. Right. The Mashiach is identified very strongly with Machlus Beis David. But according to Raman, that's like the tochen of Nosa Mashiach. The ikar tochen, the content of it, is Malchus, the revival and the ultimate expression of Machlus Beis David. That's interesting. Why is that so important? What's the? I mean, we have Malchus Beis David. We have Malchus as Malchus. We have. We'll be like, so things will be good. It's just a. It doesn't sound just a tool. It doesn't sound like, well, it happens to be the way it's going to work. That things will be good for the Jews. Is we'll have Malchus. We'll have Malchus. Ram just said most of Mashiach the days when the Jews will Jews won't have Torah and won't have Parnassah. And how will happen? It will be a Malchus will take care. Not what Ram said. Ram says, that's Mos Mashiach, Malchus Beis David. I think what I told you is as follows, that Malchus is a fundamental part of the Mos Mashiach. And what's Malchus Beis David? Simply Malchus Beis David. So it could be the pshat like this. It could be the pshat is that what's Ram holds Malchus a mitzvah. What's the significance of Malchus? The significance of Malchus is that the Melech Yisrael, again, David being the one that Ram says in Eichel Malchum was the one who Malchus was given, Iker Malchus was given to. He's the conduit between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. We talk about a relationship between Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The ultimate form of that is with a Melech, through a Melech, through a Melech like David, a Melech. Well, they're playing with Rishon Yisrael. But Ram says in Eichel Malchum earlier, now about Mashiach, he describes the Melech. He says the Melech is libo lev kol ha'am. I think that's Lashon Rambam. The libo lev kol kal Yisrael. The Melech has to have his heart of all Klal Yisrael. He has to be a single person who's not even himself. The Melech isn't himself. The Melech is Klal Yisrael in a person. That's what he stands for. That's what he works for. You know, the public servant. Mamshay Ram describes the Melech. His job is totally, he's not about himself at all. I mean, it's ironic, or maybe it's ironic, but his office demands so much kavod, more malchus, so he's revered, he's respected to such a great degree, but that's because he's not about himself, he's about Klal Yisrael. So he stands for Klal Yisrael. Without a Melech, you don't have, who's like a David Melech, you don't have someone who stands for Klal Yisrael. At the same time, this I heard from Rashi Meis in a slightly different context. One, the Pesukim in Divrei Yomim, when it talks about Shlomo specifically, interestingly, talks about Shlomo was Yoshin of Kisei Hashem L'melech. or L'Hashem is a Kisei Malchus Hashem Al Yisrael. That he's describing saying the Kisei Hashem. What is Kisei Hashem? Because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Malchus. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Midah Malchus. And the Midah Malchus, the Chlal of the Midah Malchus is any Melech, to some extent, is Me'en, the Malchus Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, the Mitzvah of the Seed, even Malchus Umas Olam, because you get a sense of what Malchus is all about. But Malchus, based on it specifically, David is the parallel to Midah Malchus, and he's on the Shvizim. He's the parallel to Midah Malchus. He's the one who represents and brings to fruition the Malach of Adrachav, so to speak, of the Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have someone who's the Melech Yisrael, who's expressing Malchus Hashem, which what's Malchus all about? Malchus is about the relationship. The relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu with our Melech. And as the Gra says, Malchus means there's a king and a nation. You can't have Malchus mean someone's in charge. It means there's a relationship between the Melech and the Am, the Melech and the Am. So we have a Melech Yisrael who stands at the same time encompasses with him Klal Yisrael and represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu in from the other side, represents Kadosh Baruch Hu in running Klal Yisrael, and he's someone who stands for Klal Yisrael. He's the fusion of Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's one that Mishmos Mashiach is a time where the ultimate relationship between us as a, again not two individuals as Klal Yisrael with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And without a Melech Yisrael, without Eretz Yisrael, without the Melech Yisrael in Yerushalayim, we don't have the same. We're not Klal Yisrael fully. We still don't have a Klal Yisrael that's a Klam Hashem. And that's what Yom HaMashiach is. Yom HaMashiach is a Zman when the Chozer Melech Yisrael, and we have the ultimate Tzura of a nation, the Jewish people being Hashem's, a full nation in its best form, and Hashem's nation, Am Kadosh and Am Hashem. That's the Yom HaMashiach. Yeah, and it has other consequences too. But that's very important. That's just a means on its own. That's what Yom HaMashiach is about. You know, it's back to Rabbi Lopiansky's article he wrote. He spoke about, he gave a mashal that look at how we missed my, he actually reported the Rav. He heard once on the Rav saying at Tisha B'Av how someone asked him, I guess after 67, but how we have so much, we have Yerushalayim, we have so much more conversation, we have Purim so much, then miss Mashiach so much. He said, Adrabba, you know, it's where that one was so close, and of course, Ruff was still not there, but that it hurts, it should hurt even more. You know, we're there, but because Ruff is not like, no. Holding back, not revealing himself, so to speak. And we should miss that. You know, we have to miss that. He said, the mashal he gave was, imagine someone going to a chasana, and you go over to the Baal Simcha, and Baal Simcha says, "Hey, if only my deceased father was here, you feel like he starts tearing up, like, because he would have paid for the whole thing." So, like, maybe that's true, but that's what you're missing. That's that Kosh Baruch we'd be better off. Kosh Baruch will take care of all problems. That's true, we'll take care of our problems. But that's a byproduct. What we really miss is that we don't have Kosh Baruch not here with us. We don't have the relationship with us again and we don't have a relationship as Klal Yisrael to Kosh Baruch, and ultimately individuals can have the same relationship to Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch can have the same view and the same relationship with individuals he has with Jewish people. You know, it's about the Jewish people and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the description of Muslims. Now, a few more minutes. There's more. The Rambam says, the Rambam both in the, I'll be in the Mishnah Torah. This was most striking, I think. You know, in Perek Yud Aleph, he talks about, what's the book places? He talks about the Melech HaMashiach, Asir Lamo, Lahachsir Machzis, as we said, et cetera, et cetera. V'chol mish'inu mando, o mish'inu mechakel libiyoso. Lo b'shan avim, b'vada kober, el b'tar Moshe Rabbein. John says that Mashiach requires not just believing in Mashiach, but the mechakel for Mashiach. being waiting for Mashiach. And Rambam in talks about in Yud Gimel Ikrim, V'hu l'hanu l'amish yavo, v'ein lo mashin es acher, v'ein chakeilo. He has a lashon later. Oh, later he has a lashon later. Perkei Beis. He starts with mechaka from Mashiach. And Rambam said like it's one of the part of the Paramuna. Part of the Yigimel Ikrim is not just to believe that there will be Mashiach, but to mechaka Mashiach. So why is that so important? Yeah, I'm buying not mechaka Mashiach as not. It's about your Paramuna, about belief. I believe there will be Mashiach. Very nice. That's a mechaka Mashiach. So l'chayra, look at the lashon Rambam in the Ikarim in Parash Mishnah. He talks about Muhammad Amish Yavo, the Ein Lomish Es Acher Mitzvah Chatelo. Then he skips a few lines to the Lahamim Bo Menagdu of Avu with Palel Bevo. We have to daven for it to come. Beras Ein Lomash Nemro Agid Kol Navi Moshe Anach. Every day we talk about it. Umish Nistapet Bo O Zilzel Be Inyano. How is the Machash Al Torah? Then he talks about what the opposite of Machaket. Someone's mezalzel in Yom. Meaning, why would you not be mechaker for Mashiach? Because it's not so important. If you fully believe, if you appreciate the importance of Mashiach, you could not be mechaker for Mashiach. So it is an emuna issue. It's not just that. It's not just a feeling. It's that the being mechaker, we have to fetch the fact, or the absolute mechaker, but like, you don't really believe what Mashiach all that. Now, what's Mashiach around that respect? This is the second part. And I think the first part is true in the Rambam, because he emphasized that the content of Mashiach is Malchus. But the Rambam tells you why we have to be mechaker for Mashiach. It's not just about the Malchus. That may be true also, and what he says, maybe some other Rishonim, but the Rambam tells you why it's really happening to Mashiach. That's an additional point. Rambam Hilchos, it says in a few places, the most dramatic in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis. B'nei Dehis Avu Kol Yisrael Nevi'eim V'Chachamein Mos Melech Mashiach. Why are all the Nevi'eim V'Chachamein, why are they desiring Mos Mashiach? K'dei She'anuchu Malchot Rashot. They leave us alone. So the anti-Semites and the governments that give us the Tzaras will leave us alone. They don't let Jews learn Torah and do mitzvahs properly. Begin to let Margo and have rest. The year will be chachma, and then we can sit and learn. Today she is kol chayim ba. The fee the oath hayom tarba aday of chachma emes. There'll be so much chachma and knowledge, understanding, shemar kimalar teyas Hashem, etc. He quotes other psukim, which the Rambam will probably tell you means no last year was live Evan. He probably might tell you. Means that there's no guitar. The Rambam I think says that. The Rambam says doesn't mean that. It'll mean Mipneish Osa Melech Shem Zeradavet Bachochni Yosef Mishlomo V'Nav V'Gal Parav Noshe Rabenu and Yolami Kol Om V'Yorasam Derech Hashem V'Yevo Kol Lagim Mishlomo. Basically, things will be easier for us. The Goyim will leave us alone, and the Rambam Perish Mishnayis and we'll be everything inside right after this week says that the Parnas will be easy. You just have to do a little Shtalos, and the Parnas will be fine. And you want the people giving us problems, I'll be able to sit and learn. And when we sit and learn, Bizarre Olam Haba. We live in our world, Baruch Hashem, we're in Yeshiva. A lot of that we can do, but there's still a lot of things that take consume our time, consume our minds. You know, we can't focus as much as we would like to, either due to time constraints, due to other things that are concerning us, through physical limitations. People aren't well, Rahman al Tan, on Torah mitzvah, on Chachma specifically. So, Rana Mashiach, things will be good. If things will be good, be able to sit and focus on Chachma. If sit and focus back on the Chachma, then what's it? Why is that so important? We got to learn how. So, if you the Rambam, this Mashiach, the time for Mashiach is why? Is because it also reflects a time for Olam Ham. Rambam says. So, it's he doesn't put those two, these rounds don't supposed to connect the two, but it would seem to reason that when the Ram talks about Mechaka Lebo'ol, and he tells you why the Yisrael were all Mis'ava for, the ultimate reason Mis'ava, according to the Rambam, is because it's the desire for Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba, according to the Rambam? Tzadikim Yoshim, what's the same with Roshim, and then Mis'iv Ashchina. This is not now a communal, a reflection of a Kosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the community of Klal Yisrael and Olam Hazeh. This is about an appreciation that the world is much more important than Olam Hazeh. That the ultimate for the world is Olam Hazeh. In other words, and someone who understands, someone believes in Mashiach. What do you mean he believes in Mashiach? He believes that as the Tukum described, things will be comfortable and good and everything will be Shimao Shimachis. So why isn't he looking forward to it? Must he doesn't really care about Olam Haba. If he understands what Olam Haba is, he understands the concept of what Neshama is and the connections of, and how the goof is just temporal and all. So that's, then of course, he's going to miss out on the Muslim Mashiach. So if he's around, it could be that's Mishnanim Bo, he's Kaifer, meaning he's either denying, he's essentially either he's denying what the Navi says about Mashiach, he's really denying what Mashiach will be. The Mashiach won't be what it says. It's not true, there won't be such a case in Mashiach. Or he's denying Olam Haba, or denying the, or he doesn't appreciate Olam Haba. So going around, that's fundamental. You have to believe that there will be a Muslim Mashiach, which will have such a Machos as well. And you have to mitzvah for it, because if you're not, then reflects that you again. You don't believe in it, or you don't believe the significance of Olam Haba. So that's the second aspect of Muslim Mashiach that we have to look for and think about. The Etzem Malchus Yisrael, which again reflects the relation between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the ultimate relation between the Jewish people, all of us together as an Am and Am Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu being our expressing himself in this world through Klal Yisrael, B'nei B'chor Yisrael, that's what all about. And also the ability to acquire Olam Haba. Now, in the Ramban, this second thing isn't true. Because that's Ramban's whole point. Ramban's whole point is we get to Mashiach, we won't be acquiring any Olam Haba anymore, we're finished. So we're already, you know, the Mashiach, we're in the Ramban, is already a stage of, it's almost like a stage of Schar at that point. It's a stage of already an experience of being with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, last student, where he says the language or some of the Ramban, he describes it. He describes in the days of Mashiach. That Kosh Baruch Hu misgala chobios mitzar yediyah v'hasoka, or hasoka v'Hashem, lo mitzar amosim. Excuse me. It'll be a totally different kind of world. We'll be able to understand and appreciate Kosh Baruch Hu in a way that's not incomprehensible on the Mazah. That's he thinks that's the most of Mashiach. Again, the Rambam thinks Mashiach is stepping to Olam Haba. But even according to Rambam, the Chayra, the Tzipis Lishua, the most of Mashiach, is either because that's the Malchus Shabo, and or because of this of the state of bliss of being, you know, almost Me'en Olam Haba, of being able to have a Hasar of Kosh Baruch Hu. That's what's missing in Moshe Mashiach. Did I wrap us up 5 more minutes? Yeah, so just, I missed another. So just two good points. One is that this idea of, you know, the Ani Mamins weren't written by the Rambam. We don't know who wrote them. It was a summary of the Yigimlikim of the Rambam. So say, B'chol Yom, the Ani Mamins say, B'chol Yom Shiyavu. The Ram doesn't have that lesson. You look at the Ram, yeah, the Ram doesn't say, Ram says you always have to matzapa for the Mashiach. Don't say b'chol yom shiyavu. So they call him b'skrav said this is difficult on the Ram because the Yom Mashiach, some days Mashiach can't come. They can't come on Shabbos. So how can matzapa for Mashiach on Shabbos? So they call him b'skrav says, but matzapa Mashiach will come on Shabbos and then Yashu the Ram. But as they say, I saw in the Sefer, I read in the Sefer by Rabbi Yochanan Bechafer, that he mostly based on by Yigim Ikrim, and primarily based on the teaching of Yaakov Weinberg itself, the student there himself, that he said that Yaakov Weinberg said, then no, that's not. You can talk from Mashiach and Shabbos. The Ram talks about Mechaka. He doesn't mean Mechaka that Mashiach, I hope Mashiach will come now. It means, I hope Mashiach will come as soon as possible, because I'm so. Because the idea of Mashiach, the idea of a state of the state where I can be zeichel Olam Haba, and the state of with according to the Rambam, the state of of Machos Israel and the state of being able to have a understand Kadosh Baruch Hu, that state is so, you know, if I know a, you know, if I know a little kid knows they're going to the special things happening, you know, after Shabbos, you know, Mitzvah Shabbos, something's up, some events, going to the games, the special, all Shabbos, he's, you know, he should be doing on Shabbos, but he was waiting for it. He was waiting until it doesn't go after Shabbos. So we should be waiting for being with the best for Mashiach. I know it's not coming now. It doesn't mean now I'm not waiting. I know it's coming. So I'm waiting for it to come as soon as I can. It's also being Mitzvah. Every day should be Mitzvah. That's what I'm bringing. Finally, we didn't really get a chance to discuss. I mean, we sort of answered partially, but it is the final question. We discussed the importance of details about Mashiach, and most of Mashiach, we discussed some of the important aspects of what's so important about most of Mashiach, but it's interesting, Rambam calls it the Ikari Emuna. One could theoretically imagine, I understand why I believe in Hashem as a Karim, I understand why I believe in Tarmistina as a Karim. Let's say this wasn't true. Let's say someone believed, you'd be concerned about Kaifer. No. This world, just to Hashem is given, there won't be a Muslim Mashiach, there won't be a Gula. This world, there'll be no Olam Haba, there'll be Schaiva Einish. We just live our life in this world, and we get the Schaiva Einish and Olam Haba. So what will be lack? Why is that so fundamental? What will be lack? We've already seen, based on what we discussed, some ways to answer that question. I'll just conclude with saying it as follows. Number one, basically what we said, the belief in Mashiach is also, basically reflects the belief in the special nature of, and the destiny of Christ. Because that's part of what Mashiach is. It's Chazor Malchus Yisrael. That's the token of, so the, you know, there's nothing to be current movie to talk about Christ really at all. Not directly at least. But part of the belief in Mashiach is the belief in that we as Jewish people have a unique destiny. That's very fundamental to your split, number one. Number two, is that it essentially says that the world has a purpose. Olam Hazeh has a purpose. Not just, you know, the way I described before, that imagine this fellow who again from Kitzur HaKofer, who would say, no, if Kadosh Baruch Hu made an arbitrary world, there's no, it's just a test. You know, we score well, we'll get Olam Hazeh. But the world itself, there's nothing important about the way the world, what's happening in this world. So what the belief in Mashiach says is that's not true. The belief in Mashiach says that there's a purpose to this world. The purpose for individuals in this world, but more than that, it's a purpose that, in fact, there's a geula, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the world in such a way that ultimately to be Malar Teres Hashem. That this world has an end to it, has a purpose, has a goal, which, and then it stands to reason, like the Ramchal elaborates at length in Best, you know, that the world has a goal, and the goal is going to be Gilui Kol Shamayim, that there's something about the way that the world is running now that's eventually going to lead to Gilui Kol Shamayim. Those familiar with the Ramchal of Best, you know, he elaborates at length that the all chesronos in this world, all lack of perfection in this world, is all there so that can ultimately be eliminated and thereby can add to Gilui Kol Shamayim. So the belief in Mashiach is the belief that there will be ultimately the stage of Malar Arkei Hashem. There will be ultimately a stage where Masiros is laid out in the Mitzrayim, because the world has a purpose, the world has an end, there's a goal here, and the goal is a world where the Yichud Hashem is clear and there's Malchus Abayrei, and that and this world there's a purpose. They're supposed to be reflected in this world, and the world, I mean, up to that point, is we'll get there. And I'll close with a nice thought that Bechafer has on this. He says, you know, this is it struck him, you know, the old stories of the Holocaust, of the people going into going to gas chambers with the belief in Mashiach. He says, Animam, they're Nigunim that we have from people on the train to Auschwitz. It's interesting, they were thinking of that. What kind of Muhammad is that? Talk about Olam Haba, that would be Muhammad. Yeah, you know, they're going off to their demise in Olam Hazeh, but you should realize, no worries, we'll get to Olam Haba. But Mashiach, why the hell them? You know, they're not going to, Mashiach is not to think about so much. You know, they will talk about Chesh HaNesim, but Mashiach is about according to maybe Shlomo Mekin Kriyas Mishnah now, Kriyas Mishnah is not the same as Mashiach. Not so clear. It won't be as one Mashiach. Mashiach is about Olam Hazeh. So he thinks, he suggests that maybe, one of the sides behind believing Mashiach. One of the sides behind believing Mashiach is that Olam Hazeh is not. That there is, Olam Hazeh is not just a stage in which Hashem gives a test, and if we do well, we get Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is meant to lead to an ultimate goal. If it's meant to lead to an ultimate goal, that means, or that what's all the trials and tribulations of Olam Hazeh are also meaningful. So there's a reason, whatever the reason may be, because Baruch Hu made it happen. There's a reason these people are going to get shamed. And what where Jews express the belief in that when they believe in Mashiach. The Mashiach is believing that the world, there's a tachlis to the world, and there's an end goal, there's an end game for this element. So thank you for listening, everybody.